Chapter 22. Paul works at a publishing house. Words. Answering machine. At least. Beep. Call. Cold. Coldness. Company. Compose. Composition. Coordination. Creative. Customer. Dark. Develop. Different. Difficult. Especially. Etc. Funny. Future. Get. Hi. Human. Magazine. Newspaper. Nobody. Nose. Nothing. Outdoors. Playing. Possible. As often as possible. Produce. Profession. Rain. Ready. Record. Refuse. Rule. Sad. Sell. Since. Skill. Sleeping. Stairs. Story. Talk. Text. 30. Walking. World. Paul works at a publishing house. Paul works as a young helper at the publishing house all round. He does writing work. Paul, our firm's name, is all round, the head of the firm, Mr. Fox, says. And this means we can do any text composition and design work for any customer. We get many orders from newspapers, magazines, and from other customers. All of the orders are different, but we never refuse any. Paul likes this job a lot because he can develop creative skills. He enjoys creative works like writing compositions and design. Since he studies design at college, it is a very suitable job for his future profession. Mr. Fox has some new tasks for him today. We have some orders. You can do two of them, Mr. Fox says. The first order is from a telephone company. They produce telephones with answering machines. They need some funny texts for answering machines. Nothing sells better than funny things. Compose 4 or 5 texts, please. How long must they be? Paul asks. They can be from 5 to 30 words, Mr. Fox answers. And the second order is from the magazine Green World. This magazine writes about animals, birds, fish, etc. They need a text about any home animal. It can be funny or sad, or just a story about your own animal. Do you have an animal? Yes, I do. I have a cat. Its name is Favorite, Paul answers. And I think I can write a story about its tricks. When must it be ready? These two orders must be ready by tomorrow, Mr. Fox answers. Okay. May I begin now? Paul asks. Yes, Paul, Mr. Fox says. Paul brings those texts the next day. He has 5 texts for the answering machines. Mr. Fox reads them. 1. Hi. Now you say something. 2. Hello. I am an answering machine. And what are you? 3. Hi. Nobody is at home now, but my answering machine is, so you can talk to it instead of me. Wait for the beep. 4. This is not an answering machine. This is a thought recording machine. After the beep, think about your name, your reason for calling, and a number which I can call you back. And I will think about calling you back. 5. Speak after the beep. You have the right to be silent. I will record and use everything you say. It is not bad. And what about animals? Mr. Fox asks. Paul gives him another sheet of paper. Mr. Fox reads, Some rules for cats. Walking. As often as possible, run quickly and as close as possible in front of a human, especially on stairs, when they have something in their hands, in the dark, and when they get up in the morning. This will train their coordination. In bed, always sleep on a human at night, so he or she cannot turn in the bed. Try to lie on his or her face. Make sure that your tail is right on their nose. Sleeping. To have a lot of energy for playing, a cat must sleep a lot, at least 16 hours per day. It is not difficult to find a suitable place to sleep. Any place where a human likes to sit is good. There are good places outdoors, too, but you cannot use them when it rains or when it is cold. You can use open windows instead. Mr. Fox laughs. Good work, Paul. I think the magazine Green World will like your composition, he says.